This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
And we are wrapping up our coverage with Mr. Mike Reuter from the Worldwide Foundation of Credit Unions. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm living the dream, Mike. How are you?
It sounds like it. I'm doing great as well. Thanks for being our final guest here on the couch.
So honored.
I bet you are.
Yep. I'm heading to the airport right after this.
It's your dream, I could imagine. Oh, my gosh. Hey, before we get into some of the topics, I'm just kind of asking folks, especially on Wednesday,
right,
as the conference kind of comes to a close, any takeaways from GAC this year? What did you learn, or any highlights that you want to point out?
There's such an appetite from our U.S. credit union colleagues to want to engage internationally,
mm-hmm,
and obviously I'm sure we'll talk about Ukraine, but there's just such an appetite for not just learning and supporting, you know, financially sponsoring, but also joining us out in to the international, you know, a landscape of, mm-hmm, credit unions, and we're really excited to continue to be seen as the key partner that can do that for them.
Yes, you guys, yeah, definitely are. Okay, so let's get to the topic that just about everybody here, yep, is talking about, and, yep, that's Ukraine, the unfortunate, yep, situation that's going on,
right,
over there. So what is the foundation doing in this area to help out? We just had Alyssa in here talking, mm-hmm, about what the council is doing. So what, yep, what are you guys on the foundation side doing?
So traditionally, I think, as we've had past conversations about our Project Stormbreak Fund, Worldwide,
yes,
Foundation stepping forward,
yep, yep,
and inviting our international and domestic colleagues, credit unions, individuals, QSO system partners, to consider making a generous contribution to our Ukrainian Credit Union, mm-hmm, Displacement Fund.
Mm-hmm.
The fund is really designed, we really set it up right over the weekend ahead of our Cooperative Voices event,
mm-hmm,
at the GAC,
mm-hmm,
to help both the short-term and the long-term needs of Ukrainian credit unions, Ukrainian credit union staff, and obviously their members,
right,
and the communities that,
right,
they serve.
And these funds are much needed right now. I mean, this is about as urgent as it gets, right?
Right, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you hearing over there? Or I don't know if you can even comment on that, but based on what you've heard so far, we had the ambassador here yesterday,
okay,
from Ukraine,
yeah,
and just a phenomenal session I heard. So what have you heard,
yeah,
from your end?
Yeah, the you know, Worldwide Foundation gets a lot of its communications, you know, what's happening on the ground, from our project staff that are, you know, we've historically had an agricultural credit union, agricultural lending project there in Ukraine, and so and World Council staff are in direct contact with, mm-hmm, those individuals that are you know, Ukrainian nationals, native Ukrainians. Just stories of heroism, stories,
mm-hmm,
of fortitude, stories of you know, standing up and fighting for freedom and,
right,
for democracy and,
right,
for the Ukrainian way of life and culture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's clearly under threat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just in over the last week, it's been a lot of, you know, how are you doing? Are you okay? You know, and everyone has gotten to a safe haven,
mm-hmm,
from our staff team.
Oh, good.
And I know on the World Council side, Andy Price, our Vice President of Advocacy,
mm-hmm,
and Alyssa, of course, directly are in contact with our National Association,
mm-hmm,
members of the Trade Association.
Okay.
So Worldwide Foundation quite candidly pulls stories and pulls news updates from the World Council,
mm-hmm,
to be able to convey back to our U.S. credit union donors and our international,
mm-hmm,
donors too,
mm-hmm,
on how the Ukrainian displacement fund is going to be leveraged to support.
And where do they go to donate?
So
do they go to the foundation's?
Foundation webpage,
okay, okay,
doglobalgood.org.
Okay.
And it should be the first banner right on top of the webpage,
okay,
that,
good,
they see. And we're leveraging GiveLively, a really intuitive, easy to use fundraising tool for people to donate. And we actually have a text to give. So if they text,
oh, wow,
CUS,
okay,
CUS, the number 4, Ukraine,
mm-hmm,
to 44321,
mm-hmm,
they can make a donation right from their mobile device.
Okay, good, yeah, stuff, good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears here a little bit,
sure,
here. What did the foundation want to achieve at GAC this year? Did you guys have a kind of a plan of attack going,
yeah,
in,
and, yeah, absolutely,
and what you wanted to achieve here? And
yeah, it was three-pronged, actually. The first prong was, we historically have had a Woku reception,
mm-hmm,
at an embassy. You know, I think returning to GAC in person after a two-year hiatus, it gave us an opportunity to experiment a little bit more, and we actually had our We called it our Cooperative Voices event. We wanted to bring a lot of the voices of the individuals whose our work helps to support to life. So we had it at the National Museum of the American Indian, one of the Smithsonian
Museums.
We had a little over two, beautiful space, inspirational space. We had about 200 supporters there.
Wow, good job.
And we actually had about a 30 minute program where we spoke out. We launched the Ukrainian Displacement Relief Fund.
Okay.
Yep, we took advantage of our event to do that. When we profiled two unique stories from the work that we do at the foundation. Mm-hmm. One is a story of Yargalis Herrera, who was a beneficiary of our Ecuadorian and Peruvian Economic Inclusion Project.
Mm-hmm.
She fled from her home country of Venezuela to Peru. She participated in our project, which allowed her to get the entrepreneurial training and loan that she needed to restart and rebuild her marketing business in her new home, her country of Peru.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So Oscar Guzman, our project director, came in from Peru and told Yarhelis's story. Our vision was to actually have Yarhelis there in person.
Yeah, yeah.
But because of the travel restrictions.
Yeah.
And then Tom Bolekovich, who I know you know
from
Y Cup, got on stage and talked about Esther Rajarari, who is one of the brightest stars of our movement globally. She works in the advocacy department of COBA in Australia, customer-owned banking association, and she told her story of how she's one of the leaders of Australia's YP movement, and the value of engaging younger people to help credit unions engage with that next generation of members, making sure that credit unions are aware that YPs have all this passion and this talent, this leadership potential.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put them in leadership positions now until waiting for individuals to retire and then putting them into those positions. So it was just two really great, distinctly different stories, but a real spotlight on the areas of work that the Worldwide Foundation helps to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And having said that, what's on the docket for 2022? Obviously, you got the conference coming up this summer. Any other items that you want to share?
So Global Bridges is our engagement, I would say, global credit union engagement program. We offer that to domestic as well as international credit unions to invite us to be the facilitator of bringing credit union systems together to learn, to network, to share technical expertise and challenges. You'd be shocked, Mike, at how few people still don't have a basic understanding of the international credit union system. And the challenges that we're all facing together, the innovative solutions we're creating, sometimes independently, sometimes together, that can if people had a better awareness of that, those can be leveraged to greater scale and impact that I'm sure a lot of what Alyssa talked about in your conversation with her. So Worldwide Foundation is kind of facilitating that engagement. And the proceeds from that program participation go back to help expand Y Cup, Global Women's.
Gotcha.
Our work in general.
Yeah, you guys have a number of organizations that are just phenomenal. Yeah, we had Lena in here earlier talking about the Global Women's Leadership Network. So oh my gosh, you have a full docket. It's more like it's not a full plate. It's a buffet.
Right.
You guys got the foundation.
It's actually a lunch line.
Oh, there
it's
you
a
go.
Lunch line of work. No, I'm just kidding.
But you guys do it phenomenally.
Thank
you guys have such a great team there.
Yeah.
And really.
We do. We have a rock star crew. Yeah.
Indeed, sir. I was kind of, anyway, how can credit unions help? What can domestic credit unions do to help? Obviously,
the short term is Ukraine. Short
is it,
term
okay,
is
top
supporting,
of the, top
supporting
list.
The Ukraine Credit Union Displacement Fund. I think the second piece is more of a sustainable ask is see the international credit union movement as a value add to your organization. As you're trying to win the war for talent in your local community, young people are the next, obviously, generation of talent for your credit union, next generation of leaders. They are hungry to want to engage globally. Look to the Worldwide Foundation and obviously the World Council by extension, because we're all one team, to be the facilitator, the offerer of that global movement to your credit union, to your staff. There's a myriad of experiences and opportunities, Global Women's, Y Cup, engagement visits. So we can, I would encourage every credit union to consider engaging globally some way, somehow.
Yeah, it's not just working at the credit union. There are so many opportunities, so many avenues to get involved and take a deeper dive into this industry. And you guys certainly are in the mix there for sure.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Anything else to add, sir, before I have low battery here?
Yeah, I would just love to say, credit unions out there, people that are champions of CU Broadcast, your community, if you have the ability to make a generous donation to our Ukrainian Displacement Fund, we can't predict in the here and now how long the crisis is going to is going to take on, but Ukrainian credit unions are going to need our help for, I would think, a long period of time.
Quite a while, yeah. Definitely. Well, we will definitely put a link in the show notes.
Thank you, Mike.
Right up front, and maybe we'll put something on the homepage.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd
I think I might do that. Okay. Get that out there for sure, and get people, because I'm sure everybody wants to lend a hand in some form or fashion. So.
A lot, $25, $10,000, like it's a very generous. Community.
That's awesome. Good stuff, man. All right. Always good stuff from you. So anything else to add to wrap up? Any final words, since this is the last guest of 2022 GAC?
It was a great GAC. It's really great to be back in person. It was great to see everyone and the support, and safe flight back to San Diego.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And safe flight back to Madison.
Thank you, sir.
Right on, sir. All right. Always a pleasure, Mike.
Thank you.
Well done. Keep up the good work.
We'll see you in Glasgow.
I'm hoping. Fingers crossed.
All right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.